Hey guys, Austin and Monica popping in here real quick before this episode gets going because we want to talk to you about something that we are going to be running throughout the month of May.
We have literally talked to hundreds of people and asked them what the number one thing is holding them back from becoming a digital nomad, and they have all answered with questions like this. How can I turn a new skill into a job that supports my travels? Or what do digital nomads even do for work? Where do I even begin? Or how can I actually make money online?
So many people are lacking direction and clarity in getting started to work online, and this is going to lead to missed opportunities and what's known as analysis paralysis, which basically just means you're getting stuck researching and planning instead of actually taking action.
The worst part of all this is that it's stealing away your precious time, time that you could actually be living your dream digital nomad life.
Now, we get it. Monica and I have been there before, and that's exactly why we created the Digital Nomad Kickstarter, which is this event we're putting on throughout the whole month of May, and it's designed to help any aspiring digital nomad just like you cut through the noise and find that clarity you need.
For a month, we're going to be getting together. We're going to be doing trainings to help you evaluate where you're at, put together a roadmap so that you know what kind of work you can be doing online to kickstart your digital nomad dreams.
And you know why we're doing this? It's because you deserve to not feel lost anymore. You deserve to get that freedom to go live adventurously and to have a life that's designed on your own terms.
So for more details, go to austinandmonica.com/digitalnomadkickstarter or click the link below in the show notes. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Nomad Couple podcast. This is a show where we share all of our secrets about building a sustainable, location-independent lifestyle.
We're Austin and Monica. We're a digital nomad couple here to help you develop an entrepreneurial mindset, ignite your passions, and develop a purpose-driven online business.
Get ready for weekly insights and inspiring stories to empower you to live life on your own terms.
So are you ready to unlock the nomad mindset and embrace a life of limitless possibilities? Let's dive in.
All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode. We are so excited you're here, and I just need to take a second and thank you guys for being here week after week. We've recently realized that our podcast is in the top 5% of podcasts globally, and that is in large part because of you guys for being here every single week, for listening to our show, for supporting us, for sharing our episodes. So I just want to give you a huge, huge, huge shout out and a huge thank you from both of us.
Yeah, that was super exciting news to get. So we made a new friend online who pointed this out to us, and it really is because of you guys listening. So thank you very, very much. And we want to continue getting this content out to more people. If you have friends who you haven't shared this with, like, go ahead and send them a link to this episode that you're listening to right now. I want to thank Monica, who's been obviously a big part of this. And we also want to give a quick shout out to my brother, Josh, who has been in charge of editing our podcast for the past maybe 10 or so, and he's been killing it. So thanks, Josh.
I think this is the closest we'll ever get to a Grammy award-winning speech. So thank you for joining us here.
I like it.
All right, you guys. Today, we are super exciting. Super exciting.
I hope you find this exciting. But we're excited to be announcing something new at the end of this episode. Something new that Monica and I have been putting together for you. And something that we genuinely believe is very needed in this space, in becoming a digital nomad. But before we get to that reveal and before we talk about what it is, we have a couple things we want to bring to your attention.
Yeah, I would say having been in the digital nomad space for a while now, one of the saddest things to me is people who are right on the edge, right on the cusp of taking this leap, taking their lives into their own hands and really creating this financial and location freedom that they've been wanting to. And then they get to this point where they're ready to jump off and then they just like get stuck and come to a full halt. And it's because they get so overwhelmed with all of the different decisions they need to make, with all of the different possibilities, with all of the unknowns. And then they just kind of sit there teetering on the edge. And I've actually seen some people kind of back away and just kind of give up on the whole thing, which is so sad.
Yeah. So when Monica and I first got started working online, we were kind of in that same boat. Monica was looking up places, like ways that we can work online. I was not connected mentally completely. So Monica was doing a lot of the work at this point. And we had basically two options that we could find: becoming a virtual assistant or becoming an Instagram influencer. So we went the virtual assistant route, but we literally had no idea what else was out there. Like, we genuinely thought those were the two options. And we had no idea the expansive world that's out there of different ways you can work online. And we had absolutely no idea how, like, if we had been told of all the other options, how we could have gotten there. So I luckily had a Monica. That's just one thing that we've seen, like a big roadblock for people. And I think for me, this was really highlighted when Monica and I put together our Facebook group. And our goal there is to help people get started becoming a digital nomad. And we ask a question to everybody who joins this group. And we ask them, what is the biggest challenge in your way of becoming a digital nomad? And that's when it was really highlighted to me that things like a lack of clarity, not knowing where to start, just not knowing how to make money online, like how common those things are for people and how big of a roadblock it can feel when they want to get started and feel like they don't know where to go.
Yeah, by far hundreds of our people coming into our Facebook group said things like their biggest questions they had were like, how can I turn a new skill into a job that can support my travels? Or what do digital nomads even do for work? Or where do I begin? Or how can I actually make money online? And there's so many misconceptions. And as we've been getting in conversations with these people, a lot of them have said things like, man, I'm just so burned out with MLMs and scams and everyone trying to like, you know, just try to get me to join their business, but nothing seems legit. And then they get scared off and kind of back away. And they're like, you know what? I don't even think I can do this. I don't even think it's real. I don't even believe there are digital nomads out there. But it is so heartbreaking. And it's been so interesting to just see these themes come up over and over and over again with the hundreds of people that we've been getting into conversations with.
The stat I just read the other day is that there's about 40 million digital nomads worldwide. So it's working for people and it's definitely a lifestyle that's attainable. We just got to figure out how to make that happen. But the consequence of these feelings of not knowing where to start, of feeling overwhelmed, confused about making money online, the consequence is, well, one of the big ones is analysis paralysis. Analysis paralysis is you have all of these choices and you don't know, like you're trying to figure out which path to go down. And so when you have so many possibilities and you're just not sure about a clear path for you, you're not sure what's going to make sense for you, you spend all of your time researching and reading and asking questions from people without really taking concrete action. That's one of the big problems is you just keep researching and keep researching and keep researching and reading, and you're watching YouTube videos and listening to podcasts, which are great, by the way. But at some point, you have to take an action, you have to do something, you have to move your foot forward.
Yeah, the most vivid analogy I've ever heard in along the same lines is that you cannot learn how to swim by reading a book. At some point, you have to jump in the pool and you have to give it a go. And that is so true when it comes to making money online. At some point, you have to just give it a go. You have to figure out what skills you have, what excites you, and then just start moving forward to make that happen.
Another big consequence is all of the missed opportunities. So let's say that you spend the next 2 or 3 years trying to figure out how to get started and you're in a job that you don't enjoy and you feel like your life is wasting away and you spend that whole time dreaming and thinking, what if? And you're researching and creating this plan without taking action. That's 2 to 3 years that you could have gotten started and 2 to 3 years that you could have been out there traveling and could have been starting your business and could have been building these things up, but instead you were planning. And planning's great. It's like there's nothing wrong with making a plan. You need a plan. But when you spend time only planning, you miss so many chances and so many opportunities that you could have been enjoying, could have been building from.
Yeah, and I definitely have seen this happen with us and with tons of other people we've been talking to, that as you work towards getting yourself in the room with other digital nomads, with other entrepreneurs, you just open yourself up to so many more opportunities that you're not even gonna be able to say yes to all of them. You're going to have to start like picking and choosing what opportunities you take. And it is the most exciting thing. It's the most exciting place to be in. But while you're sitting here just in planning phase, all of these opportunities are being given to somebody else because you're not there to receive them.
So what is the solution? How do we get through this? And like I hinted at before, the answer is get yourself a Monica. So Monica and I have been working hard to create a program that gets Monica unleashed out into the world. So we've put together a month-long sprint, and it's called the Digital Nomad Kickstarter. And basically, we wanted a place to not only give you the information that you need, but also help you take the actions that you need. So this is a, like I said, a month-long sprint, and it's going to give you all the tools and strategies that you need to get started as a digital nomad. So let me walk you through real quick, week by week, what this month is going to look like for you. So the very first week is just doing an assessment of where you are. So Monica and I talk all the time about how important it is to figure out your why. Like, why are you traveling and why are you starting a business? But also doing some what we call vision casting. So you're looking forward to the future and you're planning out what you want it to look like. And you're being really intentional about where you want to be and what you want to be working on and how you want your work-life balance to look like. So we're going to do, there's a whole bunch of exercises that we have around those. We're going to help you identify what your strengths are, what your skills are, because another common question we've gotten is, like, I feel like I don't have any skills that can be translated into online work. So what can I do? So we're going to help you figure that out. Explore all the different options that are out there. So week one is kind of a self-assessment and an exploratory phase. Week two, we're going to dive into identifying who your clients are and crafting your offer. So this means basically figuring out what's the solution that you as a business owner are providing. What's the problem that you are fixing for people? Who are the people that you're fixing it for? What do they need? What does it feel like to them? Or we're going to help you figure out like how to put together your offer in a way that makes it appealing to people and they're going to want to buy it. Week three is addressing the big question of how do I get clients? So that's probably the next biggest question we get is how do I get clients online? If you don't know what you're doing, that's especially hard. But even if you do know what you're doing, it's really challenging. So we're going to talk about how to land your first client. We're going to teach you some basic marketing principles and different avenues to do that on. How to build a portfolio if you've never had a portfolio before. So like if you, let's say, for example, you want to be a web designer, but you've never been a web designer before, what do you put in your portfolio? So we're going to talk about that and how to use that portfolio to get even more clients. And then week four, this is one of my favorite parts of this whole sprint. Week four is focused on presenting what you've put together and networking with other people in the group. So we're going to give you guys a chance to share with everyone else that's in this month-long challenge with you, like who your clients are, what your offer is, give you a chance to basically talk about, like give your elevator pitch and talk about what you're doing. And this is going to do a couple things. One, it's going to help you get comfortable talking about what you do, because that's a really challenging part, is just getting comfortable saying out loud who you're helping and what you're offering. And two, it's going to give you a chance to get connected with other people who are also in that same stage. And maybe they have people that they know that need what you're offering and vice versa. And so it's going to be a really good networking opportunity with other beginner business owners and freelancers.
The whole goal of this entire month is going to be that you leave this program with clarity, with a direction, and with a solid plan to help you learn how to make money online and transition into a nomadic lifestyle. You are going to build the confidence through this program to pursue freelancing, entrepreneurship, building a business, taking the leap, jumping in the pool. You are going to have the skills, the strategies that you need to just get started. And we're going to give that to you through weekly calls with us where we're doing live trainings. We'll answer your questions. We'll be there with you. You'll get access to an exclusive Facebook group where you can have direct access to us throughout the week to ask us questions, to ask your group, your cohort questions, and to get their feedback. You're going to get exclusive resources, including videos and workbooks to help you get through it, as well as networking and collaboration opportunities with like-minded individuals. Like Austin mentioned, week four especially is all about that. I'm so, so, so excited because it really does take a village to build a business. And we are going to be giving you a village of like-minded people through this program. And then we're also going to be including pop-up trainings throughout the month. As you know, if we see lots of people asking the same question over and over and over again, we will definitely just pop in, do a live training, make sure that everybody can get access to that. So the more you ask, the more you participate, the more we will give to help you along your way.
So if this is something that you want to join and want to be a part of, we are kicking off on May 6th. So it's going to be the whole month of May that we're doing this. You can get started by going to austinandmonica.com/digital nomad Kickstarter. And of course, we're going to have that linked for you to make it easier. But if you head there, you're going to get all the information that we've just talked about. There's a couple other things that you can look up and find out on that page. And then you can either get on a call with us if you want more questions answered, or if you're just ready to sign up and rearing to go, you can sign up right there on that page.
You guys, this is your month to make it happen. This is your month to get out of planning phase and into action phase. This is your month to put all of your dreams together on a paper, to really come up with a plan, to work with us. It's going to be a blast, you guys. I am so, so excited for you guys to join us for the Digital Nomad Kickstarter. So definitely go reserve your spot today, and we will see you in May.
And here's the thing, you guys. There's a couple things that we want to make sure you're aware of. One, it's starting May 6th, but we're closing the doors before that because we want just a specific group of people going through this all together. So it's not going to be open to join at any time. So make sure if you want to join, come before May 6th. And two, there are a limited number of spots. This is not open-ended for an unlimited amount of people. So if you want to be one of the people that's in this group going through it, make sure you snag that spot before they fill up. Yeah, so on that note, you guys, go ahead and check out that page. And we are going to see you on this podcast next week. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Profitable Nomad Couple podcast. We appreciate you listening to us today.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it on Instagram and be sure to tag us at Austin and Monica. Together, we can inspire others to embrace a location-independent lifestyle.
And while you're there, we'd love to connect with you. So make sure you follow us for more tips and inspiration on living your dream location-independent lifestyle.
Until next week, remember that you have the power to shape your own path. So stay curious, stay adventurous, and stay connected.